Let's talk with Sergeant Kevin Mark. He's with the Michigan State Police Training Academy. Sergeant Mark, how are you?
Good. How about yourself?
Well, I got to tell you, the kid comes out in me whenever I drive by the academy and I see all those cars slipping and sliding around, learning how to drive on the wet surfaces. I want to get out there. My kids and I want to get in one of those cars, Sergeant Mark. I tell you, it looks pretty cool.
Well, your children have the ability to. We do have a lot of teen driving programs during the summertime. So once they get ready to get their license and get on the road, we'll be happy to run them through our course.
All right. Let's talk about how the state police is offering a school liaison training for law enforcement. Tell us about this program.
Yeah, sure. Before, in the state of Michigan, and there are still some agencies that use the DARE program, and DARE was well-recognized throughout the country and here in Michigan. And the state police looked at this back in 1998 and said, you know, DARE brought a lot of positive things, but we really kind of wanted to get away from, I mean, the drugs and the violence were important, but we wanted to get into educating our youth and have them become positive citizens of the state of Michigan. And we know that positive citizens will not use, you know, drugs and alcohol or, you know, have violence, but they could also become the eyes and ears out in their neighborhood, and they can just become good residents of the state. So what we did is we worked with Michigan Model, who is a state agency that works with the schools to develop curriculum, and we laid out basically a K through 12 school curriculum. And it covers, you know, a lot of the safety issues. It covers, you know, why we have rules and laws, and it's, you know, age appropriate across the board. It talks about crime in the community. It talks about being safe. It talks about violence doesn't belong in your school. Fire prevention, gun safety, cyber safety, you know, a homeland security piece about, you know, having a plan in place for your family in case we had a man-made or a natural disaster, and we've been doing this, like I get, since 1998. We got about 700 officers trained in the state.
Yesterday when we were talking, Sergeant Mark, you told me how you wanted to get these kids as soon as possible to teach them the skills to keep them out of the process.
Sure, yeah, and we, like I said, we feel that if we can teach our youth about what laws are, again, making it age appropriate. If we're talking to a kindergartner or if we're talking to somebody in 12th grade and getting ready to move on with their life, go to college or go to a trade school, whatever the case may be, we really want to try to prevent. We know that if we can prevent, that's less law enforcement has to do on the reaction side. And by then, they're already in the court system. They already have a record, all those things. So we want to educate them to make good choices and, again, to become a positive citizen in our state.
It sounds like the old DARE program has been upgraded to make it more hip and happening. I can remember the DARE officer coming in and saying, don't smoke and don't drink and don't lie to mom and dad. But it's a little bit more in-depth and real now, it seems.
Yeah, we're trying to encourage positive character traits because, again, as I stated earlier, somebody that has good traits, is a responsible citizen, aren't going to do those things until they're, you know, old enough to make those decisions on their own, such as smoking or consuming alcohol. Again, DARE had a lot of things. I mean, it was trademark. You had to, when you bought T-shirts at graduation, you had to go through certain vendors. With the TEAM program and the law enforcement officers that we teach, not only in Michigan, but we've taught law enforcement officers across the country in this. They can take it and they can make it their own. It's not necessarily, you know, the state police teach it, but we don't own it in a sense. So, like Lansing PD could take it and they could go ahead and put their own logo on there and make it their own. If they're having specific issues in their area, they can you know, highlight those in the area. It's not as structured as DARE was, where you had to do this, 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 and this to graduate. There's a lot of flexibility in our program.
The Michigan State Police program is called TEAM, which means teaching, education, and mentoring. And this is school liaison training to law enforcement officers. It's 3 5-day training sessions held at the MSP Training Academy on February 27th through March 2nd, May 21 through 25, and September 17 through 21. How many law enforcement officers do you think you'll have at those trainings?
Well, we normally cut it off at 40, and depending on the time of year, Again, a lot of the officers that we teach are school resource officers, so they are in the school already. So usually our summer classes, or I should say the kind of like the May and the September, are the ones that are usually a little bit larger because people are trying to get ready for the academic year. But we, like I said, we cut it off at 40. So what I would recommend to your listeners is that if they are a law enforcement officer and want to get, you know, trained and they don't have to be the school resource officer. They can be a law enforcement officer that's on patrol. He can or she can shoot out in their 8-hour shift, maybe go teach a class at the local elementary school or the local high school and get back on the road. It's not going to take them 40 hours necessary to use our program. And I would also say that if you have parents out there, to check with the school and see if they have, you know, a school resource officer, or does law enforcement go into their schools and then maybe bring this up that, you know, hey, maybe we should have our local law enforcement officers trained in team so that they can get into our schools.
All right, Sergeant Mark, before I let you go, this sounds like training. Most schools have security staff, and most of them are unarmed, but this sounds like training that would be beneficial for those entities. Do you provide any such training?
Well, again, this is specifically set up for certified law enforcement officers. It is what we call MCO approved, which is the standard that law enforcement officers have to follow in the state of Michigan. We do have community service officers out there at each post or post community service officers, and they would be happy to work with any type of security program. But again, this is just dealing with specifically law enforcement.
All right. We've been talking with Sergeant Kevin Mark from the Michigan State Police Training Academy. Thanks so much, Sergeant Mark.
Thank you, Mr. Connolly.